Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chunky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. Coming up later this hour, we'll connect with the head coach of the Terrapins college football team. They're off to a 2-1 start. Mike Locksley joins us at 9:45. But joining us right now, as he does every Wednesday at this time, is Mike Rizzo, present GM of your Washington Nationals. He's presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. Hey, Mike.
Good morning, guys.
Hello, hey, Mike.
Good morning.
So we were talking about really the last couple of games, not enough offense.
Against a team that can hit.
Yeah. It's got to be a little frustrating, but you know what? Over the weekend, we had the two home run game from James Wood, so maybe we should focus on that because there's not many guys who do that and go yard twice in a game.
And Dylan Cruz had three hits last night.
There you go. There's some positive.
Yeah, I think the consistency of the offense is what we're trying to accomplish these last couple of games before the season ends, and trying to get a little rhythm in the lineup and get the guys to play more efficient baseball offensively. There were some chances in the first game here with the Mets where we had runners that we could have moved along and got in and that type of thing, runners and men on third and less than two outs that we've been pretty good at throughout the year that we couldn't get in, and those are chances we have to be very efficient offensively and come through and score those runs and then tack on some runs when you have the lead. But first game of pitching was great. Urban was outstanding, and we just couldn't muster up enough runs to protect him. So last night we just things started spiraling down, and they got a couple of lucky hits with bases loaded. Alonso hit that 60 mile an hour exit velocity, double that scored a couple of runs, and we kind of fell apart after that, and they started piling on. So that's what good teams do when they spell blood in the water. They attack and they finish teams off, and that's something that we have to learn to do to progress and to get better and to get back to where we want to be.
Mike, I was just watched the first few innings last night, but when they showed the opening lineup, starting lineup, I was just thinking to myself, I'm going to ask Mike this question: how many of the guys last night? Now, some of these names are obvious. But how many of the guys in the starting lineup last night are, from your opinion, are opening day starters next year? Obviously, Abrams, Wood, I assume, Garcia, I assume, Ruiz, I assume. So those four guys. But talk to me about Cruz. Do you see him as an opening day starter next year? Talk to me about Tania, who you acquired at the trade deadline. Talk to me about Yepes. Talk to me about Jacob Young. I assume Gallo won't be here. He's on a one-year deal. So talk to me about some of those other guys that you see as possible opening day starters.
Yeah, I think you can see the remnants of the roster spots on position player wise. Wood, Cruz, and Young, I think have proven that they belong in the big leagues. They're part of the future, and so I would anticipate they'll have a leg up to crack the opening day roster. And our middle of the diamond, I think, is going to be part of our core with Abrams and Garcia and Ruiz and that type of thing. And Tana is nothing But swing the bat and be and put good at bats up offensively. I'm not sure where positionally that, he'll fit in, but we're very encouraged about his offensive skill set, and I think that that he's going to be a guy that's going to help us long term. And and the other guys are, you know, obviously we're going to be battling for position. It depends on what we do in the off season who's going to get an opportunity to break camp with us next year. But you know, a lot can happen between now and opening day. You'll have a full off season. You'll have a full spring training, and go with the team that gives us the best chance to win as many games as we can.
So, Mike, Cade Cavalli was your first round pick in 2020. He's had Tommy John surgery. He actually had his major league debut in August of 2022. He's rehabbing. What does his future look like?
Oh, he's got a bright future. You know, he was one of the best pitching prospects in baseball until he had Tommy John surgery, and he's rehabbing now. His rehab is going longer than we had planned, Tommy. He had a couple of setbacks, but he's going to be fine coming into spring training, and we expect him to be a big part of the rotation going forward, and. You know, Tommy John, we're pretty good at Tommy John rehabs, and I think that he's going to be another big part of how we have how we've rehabbed these guys and have had success afterwards. So, we're looking forward to him. He's a guy that we're excited to see. Oh, we got another a left-handed starting pitcher named Bennett that had Tommy John last year that will be ready for. Spring training, and we'll have an opportunity to break camp with the team or to pitch to be a guy that we're going to count on in the near future to help us.
You know, Mike, I agree. I think you guys are experts at the Tommy John rehab. I remember a few years ago, I think it was you that told us that the average life expectancy for an arm, maybe it wasn't, was like 7 years post op. Is that still a thing, or would you argue that? Or
I think that's kind of the generalizations of the surgery. Every case is independent and different, but for the most part, that's kind of a gauge that we use as we're looking into roster building and team building, moving forward. We kind of use that as a general a mile marker on how to put a timeline on these things.
Hey, Mike, when you were watching his team in the spring at West Palm, did you envision seven guys on the roster having double-digit steals? I mean, that's a pretty impressive number.
Well, we thought we were going to be very aggressive on the bases. Sometimes we're too aggressive, and we're not very smart about it. But we're young, and we're playing with our hair on fire, and we're trying to be aggressive on the bases. So I thought we would be one of the better teams at stealing bases. It was going to be part of our offensive game plan, so it doesn't shock me. But the total number is pretty impressive. The percentage, it has to get better for us to be a better offensive team. But I'm pleased with the base stealing portion of our base running game. But the totality of it has to improve for us to be more efficient offensively.
I wanted to ask you about Brady House. So he's been at AAA for a while. I think you guys moved him up, I want to say it was July, maybe late July, something like that. How did he do? And then getting back to my first question, do you see Brady House as a possible, maybe not a starter, but making the big squad opening day?
I think Brady is he's had a terrific year for us in AAA. He's really starting to come into his power. He's going to be a premium defensive third baseman with power at a very young age. He's 21 years old and had almost a full season of AAA. So he's going to come to spring training and try and make the team. And we like the way he's progressed so far. And if he continues on that path, he's going to be a really good player for us. And he'll be one of the guys that we're talking about alongside of Cruz and Young and Wood and Abrams and House. So yeah. he's a big part of our future. So we're obviously not going to rush him like we don't rush any players. And when he's ready for the big leagues, we'll bring him because we could use that power influx and the offensive portion of his game is important to us.
Mike, I think you mentioned a couple of years ago you guys did pitch Ohtani or tried to get Ohtani at one point. Could you have imagined a 50-50 season?
No, it's incredible. It's like one of the greatest seasons that I've ever seen. I haven't had a chance because he plays in L.A. and
sure.
we played him a few times, but haven't really gotten a chance to really marvel at what he's done. It's an incredible accomplishment, and he's just not home runs and RBIs. He does the whole gamut of offensive baseball, and he's really one of the great outlier players that I've ever seen in the game, and he's unique and special, and the season he's putting up is just remarkable.
All right, Mike, we'll talk to you next week. That's Mike Rizzo, president GM of your Washington Nationals. Thanks, pal.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, all right, thank you,
have a good
buddy.
Weekend. Bye. Of course, he's presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. We'll play Name That Hurting next on a game show Wednesday. You can call in now at 800-636-1067. Game Show Wednesday is brought to you by Wendy's, a whole new way to nug. Mike Locksley, Maryland coach, joins us at 9:45. But next, it's Name That Hurting, 800-636-1067.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey,
welcome back.
Can I brag about something? I just sent this to Valdez.
Okay.
And I sent it to my boy Tom. You know that friggin' that Instagram guy never rated my golf swing?
Yeah.
So correct. I ended up downloading this app and the AI. Seriously, one of my swings, I got perfect. I got a perfect 10 score.
Look at you.
It says
Kyler Murray this past weekend.
Perfect iron swing. Nice. 10.0. Now, some others that from earlier and others that weren't as good got lower ratings. One got like a 7.6.
Yeah.
But yep. That right there, you're talking to a guy with a perfect iron swing.
Do you
swing.
Have an AI back patter? Like an artificial intelligence back patter?
No. Perfect iron swing.
Hey, very good.
Just want you to know. So that perpetual golf guy, whatever, kept blowing me off. And screw him.
Kiss your butt.
Yeah.
All right, we've got a bunch of people on the line to play Name That Hurting. We have a Wendy's $50 gift card on the line. We also have tickets to Caps 50 Fest, which features Third Eye Blind, and tickets to Jeff Lynn ELO. So let's punch up two contestants, and they will battle it out in a given category, and whoever wins claims the prize.
Very good.
All right, let's go to Logan.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, Logan?
Hey, Logan.
And good luck to you, sir.
Logan be facing?
Let me see. All right, that means I got to put on Locke, and then we'll go to Russ. Hey, Russ.
How's it going? Good morning.
What's up, Russ?
All right, boys, here's the deal. We'll start with the jump ball. Actually, what am I talking about? We're doing a bidding process.
Yes, correct.
All right. The category is going to be NFL coaches for you two. Okay. You can start the bidding at 5 seconds or less, Logan, and your clue is this NFL coach wins a lot of games.
Okay.
This NFL coach wins a lot of games. Mm-hmm. How long to name that hurt?
Hurting.
Three seconds.
Logan says three. Russ, do you want to go below that or do you defer?
I'll go two.
Wow, you go two. Logan, you can go one if you want.
No, I'll stay here.
All right, Russ, you have 2 seconds to name this hurting a coach who wins a lot of games.
There's certain things that go on among teams.
Oh, that's a softball.
Easy peasy.
Softball.
Oh, that's Mike Tomlin.
That is Mike Tomlin.
Good right. job.
Good job.
Should let you know this category only has.
I don't talk about whether it gets out or how it gets out is unimportant to me, and I'm not overly guarded against it. But is this certain things as a leader that I talk to the collective about that I have zero intentions of sharing with the larger public?
He's talking about the pity game ball, I guess, that Russ got.
So right. this.
Like to keep it in house.
This category is only two clues.
Okay.
All right. This is a 3-pointer. Russ, you have control. You can start the bidding. Your clue is this coach.
I thought he won, JP.
No?
Yeah.
Because he only got 2 points. So he's still up for grabs. Like, I don't understand.
Yeah,
explain.
Typically, we do a 1-pointer, a 3-pointer, and a 5-pointer. So this is a 3-pointer.
Oh.
I thought that was Junkerty.
Right.
So you didn't Junkerty. Did you skip the 2-pointer?
Is this game football?
He does this every time. He doesn't know the rules of the game. He changes them every time.
Right. He's always confused.
Yeah. He's moving the goalposts.
Yeah. JP,
we did. There's three categories.
I know. These guys. He X'd out
one. So this category only has two clues.
Okay. Gotcha.
All right,
and it's worth.
We're doing the same point system as Junkerty.
And when they do the game, I'm checking Twitter.
Russ got a point. But right, Logan so still has a chance to win.
All right, Russ can
start the bidding. It's a 3-pointer.
They're saying you do this all the time.
My brain hurts.
It's fine.
Yeah.
This coach also has won a ton of games. Russ, you can start the bidding at 5 seconds or less.
I'll go with two.
Ooh. He's going two. Logan.
That's aggressive.
If you defer it, he doesn't get it. You win, Logan. But you can go
I'll
one
defer,
second
I'll defer,
if you want.
I'm deferring.
All right, two seconds.
Russ, you get this, you win.
You know, Jim, one of the things I loved in...
Oh, gosh.
Might have been a re here.
Might have been good Belichick. Strat by Logan.
Oh, he nailed it.
It is Bill Belichick.
You know, Jim, one of the things I loved in our team.
Open till midnight or later at participating U.S. Wendy's. Hours may vary by location. They also have the spicy ghost pepper and the garlic parmesan.
Nice.
All right, let's punch up two more contestants.
I wouldn't have gotten that with 2 seconds.
All right. Valdez, I'm going to unhold them or whatever, unlock them?
Yeah, we can't go to them real quick. Just
Russ was the winner.
All right, hold on.
Nice job, Russ.
You don't want to go to the other guys? Haven't they been screened?
No. We have a big issue.
It was a technical snafu.
Oh, okay.
Oh, we do?
While we have a second,
how big
I was
of an
having
issue
a very. Big issue yesterday.
Yeah, 1 to 10, very.
Oh. I was at the
so
vet.
Scale of 1 to 10, 10?
I brought Winnie to the vet yesterday.
Yeah.
She had an ear infection. Had to get it checked out.
How do you know, honestly, when your dog has an ear infection?
She wasn't shaking her head as vigorously as she usually would, and she's pawing at her ears.
Okay. I would never notice that.
But
she got some meds, and then there was a follow-up. Went to the follow-up yesterday, and the vet tech is sitting 2 feet away from me, and she's got a big... Thing of like cotton balls, okay? Like,
it's not even, oh, you don't say
just,
that.
It's just a big piece of cotton, and she's
and that's a thing for you.
She's tearing it in front of me, and
that's
I'm doing
a big trigger.
I'm doing this. I'm like, oh, I'm starting to feel a little queasy.
That's
and
the
faint.
Weirdest.
Because I'm seeing her do it,
trigger.
And I'm hearing the noise that's associated with it. I don't like any of those things.
How much noise is there?
There's enough where it triggers.
Makes them cringe.
And I nearly had to get up and leave the room.
I think but you I need. Didn't, I think what do you call that when you need get to where they do the thing?
Hypnotized.
You need to be hypnotized.
Is that one of Diddy's hits from back in the day?
It is. I mean, because that's it's an absurd trigger.
It's I was just
nails
triggered.
On a chalkboard. I get.
What do they call the therapy where they
like
throw you into
immersion?
Yeah,
therapy.
Immersion. You might see immersion.
I don't.
Can you eat cotton candy?
Yes. And I did
this the same thing.
Listen, I did the immersion therapy. I ate a cotton ball on there like 10 years ago.
Ugh.
And now it's making, I think I'm going to fall out of my chair. Just my palms are getting sweaty.
Right.
I'm having a panic attack.
Were you there
right
with
now.
Amy? Does she know
no,
about
no,
your
it was,
aversion?
It was me. Of course. JP, she's been married to me for almost 30 years. You think she doesn't know
she
about
knows
my
every
cotton ball
on
aversion?
His rear end.
She knows everything about me.
Yes.
She knows about my sordid blackjack
think,
history. She knows everything about
it. Do you think
me.
If we all laid down four butts, Amy could identify Cakes' flat ass?
It's the flattest.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I'll be honest.
100% yes.
100%.
Yeah, I can't
she would know.
Playing. Oh, don't talk about that.
She knows about my cotton ball issues.
What about hogs?
She would probably
the tiniest.
I would hope she'd be able to pick that out too. Yeah, I had a bad day yesterday. I don't know. I'm just putting it out there.
But the dog's ears okay.
She still has some issues. But let's focus on the most important person in the room. Me. I was having an issue because of the cotton balls.
On a scale,
but I got through it.
Like I don't know, 1 to 10. 10 being extremely popular, extremely rare. How rare is that aversion that you have?
I think it's more common
than
you think.
Jason has
it.
He has it
too. I'm uncomfortable just listening to him talk about it.
I would say still it's probably like 2 out of 100.
I don't know, man. But it threw me for a big old loop.
What else is up? Like people always say like nails on a chalkboard. What
you can do nails on a chalkboard to me all day and it doesn't bother me.
What are other things, common triggers that...
Heights.
Oh,
yeah, sure.
Heights are off the. Yeah.
The same thing you have with heights, I have with cotton balls. It's the same thing.
No, I think I'm going to die when I'm
alive. I think I'm going to die. I thought I was going to die when she was tearing the cotton piece from piece.
How are we going to die?
I was just going to have a heart
breathing.
Just going to have a heart attack. Like
panic
I was going
to attack.
Yeah. Panic attack that would put me in an early grave.
I don't even understand it. All right.
It was terrifying.
Are we good now with the phones?
Yeah, we had a major issue.
Okay. Yeah, no delay.
The guy said F yeah after he won Wendy's tickets.
He wants his
nugs. I tried dumping it and the light didn't go off, so I had to send Rabbit to the back to make sure it dumped.
He's going
to
buy $50 worth
of
nugs at Wendy's.
And then we couldn't.
I can understand.
And if we had no dump, we couldn't put more callers on.
Right.
Right.
Inside
base. But we're good now?
Yeah, we're good. We're good.
All right. All right, let's go to Jason. Hey, Jason.
Hey, how you doing?
All right, don't say the F word, okay?
Yeah, come on.
You make everybody all nervous.
Let's act like an adult here.
And
yes, sir.
Thank you.
Let's go to Evan. Evan, what's up, bud?
Pipe, and you smoke tobacco.
All right, Evan, turn down your radio or turn it off.
I don't know. He's
like he's talking
about smoking tobacco.
Hey, Evan,
and what are we
stupid.
Evan,
hey, stupid.
He can't play. He's not listening.
Hold on. I'm curious. Stupid. Oh, he hung up.
Right. Is he listening to Cigar Dave?
All right. Go to Danny.
Is long ashes to him.
Daddy.
Hey, Danny.
Morning, boys.
All right, pay attention and don't curse.
All right, here we go.
All right, the category is talking heads. There are three clues in this category, a one-pointer, a three-pointer, and a five-pointer.
Okay.
Danny, I'm going to let you start the bidding at 5 seconds or less. This talking head, we heard from him today on the show.
Oh, jeez. 4 seconds.
All right, you're saying 4. Jason, can you name that hurting in less than 4 seconds?
I'll say 3.
Danny, it's back to you. Do you want to go below 3?
Name that hurting.
All right, nice. 3 seconds to name this talking head you heard from earlier on the show today.
I can't believe
it. I think it's mishandled is the word, because when you drafted...
Come on.
Oh, man.
Even I could get that. Jason? My brain's mush.
That's one of the most recognizable voices on the planet.
Oh, man, that's a lot. Now I'm feeling stupid. Can you replay real quick?
Yeah.
Here it comes.
I think it's mishandled is the word, because when you drafted Bryce.
Oh, Jason. My God. You might
not have to just hang up on him.
It is not Colin Cowherd. Danny, you get the point. That is Mel Kiper.
Mel Kiper, recognize his voice.
Because when you drafted Bryce Young, you knew he was an outlier.
Let me guess. You probably have a Stanley, don't you?
You're joining on Jason. No, all right, Danny, you can start the bidding at 5 seconds or less. This talking head is loud.
3 seconds.
Jason, do you want to go below 3 seconds, or do you...
2 seconds.
Danny?
These guys are balls of energy.
Go for it.
I know.
All right,
I
Danny.
I'm still playing this
ramp
game.
It up!
Tell us a name.
You're
going
to get this
I can't believe it.
You're going to get this.
2 seconds, number, Jason.
Pick number one overall. I didn't hear a lot of people.
Stephen A. Smith.
There you go.
Yes, Steven. You take a 3-1 lead.
Screaming A.
And the final clue
ball
in this category
this morning,
is Cakes hates this guy.
Ooh.
Cakes.
He hates a lot of
hates them. This guy. Jason, you can start the bidding at 5 seconds or less.
I'll say 4.
Danny, do you want to go below 4?
Sure, 3 seconds.
Back to you, Jason. Do you want to go below 3?
Yeah, might as well. 2.
2 seconds. Danny? Do you want to go 1 second, or do you defer to Jason?
I'll defer.
All right, Jason, if you nail this in 2 seconds, you win the prize.
Caleb Williams is finding...
It's Colin Cowherd.
It is Colin Cowherd. Congrats, man.
Williams is finding out what Justin Fields already knows.
You get 2 tickets to Caps 50 Fest. Join the Capitals for 50 Fest featuring Third Eye Blind. Celebrate the Caps 50th anniversary on Thursday, October 10th at Capital One Arena. Caps 50 Fest will have over 60 alumni in attendance. The Caps current roster, photo
I don't remember
ops,
which one won.
Entertainment, and a concert by Third Eye Blind. Tickets are just $19.74.
The excited one.
For tickets and more event info, go to thefandc.com/events.
Jason won, EB. Jason won.
All right. So, Danny, hang up.
Jason won, and all of the listeners lost.
All right, so what we'll do is right now, caller number 10, we will hook you up with a pair of tickets to go see Jeff Lynn, ELO, the Over and Out Tour, Wednesday, September 25th at Capital One Arena. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event information, you can go to thefandc.com/events. Also, let me tell you about the Junkies Poll of the Day, brought to you by Scotty's Vodka, Maryland made, super smooth, love throughout the DMV. We did contender or pretender earlier. Which of these 2-0 NFC teams is the real contender? The Bucks, the Saints, the Vikings, or the Seahawks? You can vote at Junks Radio.
All right, guys, we all know plumbing problems always seem to strike at the worst possible time. It's inevitable. Well, you should also know that no matter your plumbing predicament, nor when it occurs, you can schedule an appointment with the Crop Metcalf 5-star plumbing experts at cropmetcalf.com. Save time and schedule now to have a Crop Metcalf 5-star plumbing technician at the ready to expertly handle any plumbing pickle you may find yourself in. You don't even have to call. Just visit CropMetcalf.com to schedule Crop Metcalf, home of the 5-star technician.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. Going to talk to Mike Locksley, head football coach at the University of Maryland shortly. They're coming off their second win of the season, off to a 2-1 start.
Nice road
this
win.
This close to being 3-0 cakes.
Very close. Nice road that win game at against, UVA. Gotta that, like that.
That game against Michigan State was there. You didn't support the field goal kick attempt.
Why do you have to keep bringing that up? Yeah. Can we leave that in the past?
We're just talking about it amongst ourselves.
I know. But now Coach Locksley's going to be on the line. He's going to hear it again. He's joining us now on the BetQL guest hotline. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Hold on.
Good morning. Good morning.
What's up, Coach? Good win. First half, offensively, I was kind of watching you guys. I was watching the Virginia Tech game because my daughter goes to Tech. But I was kind of watching you guys as well. And first half, offensively, just a little rough. And then you forced some turnovers in the second half, and you outscore them 20-0. So nice road win. How do you think you felt, or you played offensively after that win over Virginia?
You know, I thought the second half was about as clean a half as we've played in, this year. Mm-hmm. Defensively, they bought us a little bit of time where we were able to hold them to 3 points a couple times before the half, which gave us just enough time to kind of get going with the two-minute drive before the half. And obviously on defense, we came back and gave up that field goal, but I never saw our team flinch. And to me, coming out of the half, that I felt good about that. They didn't flinch. They didn't panic.
And, Coach, you have to love what Billy Edwards Jr. brought for you. Passes for over 260, took care of the ball, throws for two touchdowns, rushes for another, doesn't give the Cavs the ball. So that's huge for him. Big road win for Billy Edwards Jr.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Billy's been playing really clean football for us. And through three games, he's protected the football the way we teach our quarterbacks to. Really, he's done a good job of, as I like to say, mitigating the risk at that position. He's taken what the defense has given him and has made really clean decisions for us and has given us a chance to have opportunities to win.
Ty Felton's having a great year, 27 catches, 447 yards, and four touchdowns. What makes him special at receiver?
I think for Ty, the work ethic piece of it, he's done a lot of the work in the dark this past offseason. I think he's really taken to the mantra of being a pro before he's a pro. He's one of those guys that's always out late after practice doing the extra work. He did a ton of work this summer, invested in his himself. I know he went down and visited Exos in Pensacola where he got a chance to be around some NFL players, and he saw how they prepared and the things they had to do to play and be the best version of themselves, and it's really paid off for Ty.
Coach, talk about the running game a little bit. I know you've used a few different guys this past weekend. You used Nolan Ray, you used obviously Roman, Colby McDonald. I thought Roman would get off to a better start. Now, I'm not saying it's on him because you have talked about your offensive line and the inexperience and the new guys you guys added on the line. But Roman's averaging about 3.5 yards a carry. I just thought he would get off to a better start. Is it something Roman's not doing or is it just the offensive line?
No, man, it's like you said, it's the development of our run game in general. I thought in the second half, we started the size we had and the strength started to wear down Virginia, and I thought that's where you started to see us be able to effectively run the football. I don't think we did a great job early of mixing it up. I thought we maybe threw the ball really early. A couple times where, let's keep the defense off the field. Let's use some clock. Let's try to establish the run. And, I thought that second half, you really saw what the run game is developing into becoming. We held the ball for the last 5 minutes and 9 seconds. And when they knew we had to run the ball or we needed to run the ball, we were effectively finally able to do it. So I expect to see Roman and all three of the backs. Kobe did a good job coming in and popped a few runs for us, and then Nolan Ray continues to impress us with his playmaking ability. So it's a combination of the O-line, it's a combination of the backs, and just us also as coaches continuing to, if we don't get the 4 or 5 yard gain, not to give up on a run so quickly.
Coach Loxley, it's not often that punters get a lot of love and pub, but Bryce McPherson is doing work. He's been named to the Ray Guy Award, Ray's 8. The only punter in the country recognized every week this season. Got a weapon there.
Yeah, and it makes it a little easier from a decision-making. We've had a few of these third, fourth and twos where in the past, my gut instincts would be to go for it. But because of his ability to change the field position, pin guys inside the 20, inside the 15, he has become a weapon and probably been one of the best portal gets we've gotten since we took Chad Ryland as a kicker a couple years ago.
Coach Loxley, so if you look at a trend, you guys are one of the best in the country at producing turnovers. And last year, you guys were pretty good at it. You mentioned earlier taking care of the football. That means your turnover margin is great. I think you're +9 or maybe it's +10. How do you teach that? You can teach taking care of the ball. Sometimes we as fans think fumbles, interceptions can be somewhat fluky.
It's definitely something that you work on as a staff for us. we invest quite a bit of time in turnovers and preventing turnovers with, you know, because we understand to win football games, it really starts with not beating yourself first. And our defense has been really opportunistic. They've done a great job of getting the ball off of ball carriers. You know, we study opponents, and we know ball carriers that, you know, the quarterback a week ago, he tends to keep one hand on the ball in the pocket. And so as a defensive staff, when you emphasize those finishing on the ball, we're starting to see the dividends of how we practice and the emphasis we put on it.
All right, so last question before we let you go. You got your last non-conference game this weekend at home against Villanova. You know, you guys are heavy favorites, but I don't think Villanova is a team you kind of want to sleep on. They won their conference championship last year. They won 10 games, so they're good at that level, at the FCS level. What's Villanova have, and what kind of problems do they present?
Yeah, you know, year in and year out, if you look at the FCS level, Villanova has been one of the top programs over the years. Their head coach has been there a long, long time. They know who they are. When you look at them across the board, there's a ton of seniors, graduate players. Their quarterback is the guy that kind of makes them go, man. He's got some Tim Tebow leadership quality.
He's a dual threat also, kid, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a dual threat. He'll pour it up in there. Not a big guy, but really, really competitive. You see it on tape. They do some good things schematically that will cause problems. I mean, their RPO system and the way the quarterback is able to operate it, he's year six for him, and he's a three-year starter. So, you know, I can tell you that they won't come in big-eyed about playing the Terps here in the Shell Saturday, which is okay by us because it's really very, very rarely about the other team. And, you know, for us, it's about the pride of preparing the right way. It's about the pride of, you know, the work and things we've done in the dark to continue to build momentum as we go into our conference play again next week.
All right, Coach, best of luck. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys, appreciate it.
Yeah, all right, of course. Thank you, Coach.
Good talking appreciate to it. You.
It's Coach Mike Locksley, head football coach at the University of Maryland. They're off to a 2-1 start. Have Villanova next.
Couldn't find the number, at least on ESPN.com.
I think it's around 18, 19.
Okay.
It's probably just under 20.
EB, you know how you started to criticize the Commanders' coaching? How would you feel about this clip, which has gone viral?
Mildly, about, I'm poking them.
Okay. How would you feel if your offensive coordinator, Cliff Kingsbury, was seen in a clip which has gone viral, like Shane Waldron, where his hands are shaking as he's holding his play calling sheet?
I haven't seen it.
So people are just accusing him of being nervous.
Nervous man, nervous.
I don't think it's a big deal. I don't think it's a big deal.
Okay.
Here you go. You can see it.
He's probably shaking because his offensive line is so bad. He knows Caleb Williams is going to get smoked every night. That's what he's nervous about.
It's not too bad.
Yeah, I don't think it's bad. I have a friend who has a nervous tic.
Yeah.
And things, sometimes they shake.
Mm-hmm.
It definitely, when he's putting his poker chips in the pot, his hand shakes.
Oh, to tell.
I know who you're talking about. I'm pretty sure I know the person you're talking about.
I think I know.
Is he aware of that?
Yeah.
His tell.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Anybody eating Oreos?
Does his name rhyme with Rom Mealy?
Maybe.
I'm pretty sure it does.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I that wouldn't bother me. All I care about is production. All I care about is production. And offensively, I've not been thrilled with our production.
I know one guy who's
defensively, I'm not.
Who's not sad. He doesn't see Shane Waldron calling plays for his offense. His name's Drab T-Shirt because he left Seattle and now he's in Chicago. He's glad that he's not the OC for the Seahawks any longer.
Hmm. Are you backing off your praise of Caleb? Or no? Like, do you still see superstar?
A little concerned, I think the offensive line is killing him, and I think he'll be fine. I like some of the throws he's had.
He's doing exactly what I thought he would do.
It's a bumpy start.
Some great plays, and then some catastrophic plays. You know, he's just a very, very up and down
guy. We could revisit it every once in a while. I had him number one and Drake May number two.
Ooh, I need to see my board. See how my board turned out. I've forgotten already.
I think one guy had Jaden number one.
He hasn't thrown a touchdown pass. We
got to
get
best,
out of here. Thank B. You. Mitch and Finley, next.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again?
With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, three-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.